Well, things are really going to be popping this hour, and I am so looking forward to talking with our guests about popcorn. Do you hear that sound in the background? That is an air popper, and we are going to be popping many different varieties of popcorn, and I'm lucky to say that I will be testing, I hope, many different varieties of popcorn during this hour. We are going to talk about Wisconsin popcorn with a couple of Wisconsin popcorn growers, and we'll talk about the many different varieties of popcorn and how to make the perfect bowl of popcorn. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, March the 23rd. And because it is our spring pledge drive, and because we want to thank you for contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio and to encourage you to make a pledge, we will be offering you a bag of popcorn for your pledge of $60 this hour. Joining me now with more on that is Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl. Very nice to have you here.
So good to be here, Joy. Very exciting. I'm a big popcorn fan. It smells wonderful already. But that's right. For a pledge during this hour of $60 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, we'll be happy to send you a 1-pound bag of golden Wisconsin Gold Harvest popcorn for $60 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So make your pledge now.
It is easy to take Wisconsin Public Radio for granted. You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio every day and you hear something good.
But if you travel around the country, you realize what a unique gem we have here in Wisconsin with the Ideas Network. We're proud of Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can be too, because you make it possible with your support. So don't take it for granted. It's something special. Make it possible with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I hope you can hear what's going on in the background, and it smells wonderful. It's already making my mouth water. We will be talking with Carl and Colleen Weeder. They are owners of Wisconsin Gold Harvest in Helenville. And we will talk about the many different varieties of popcorn that are available to all of us and how we can make the very perfect batch of popcorn. We celebrate Wisconsin life during this hour every week. This is the hour that we talk about Wisconsin travel and food and culture and activities. Last week, we did talk a little bit about some of the foods that make Wisconsin famous, like brats and cheese and kringle. We did not talk about popcorn, and I think popcorn is pretty big in Wisconsin, and our guests, I'm sure, will confirm that. What about you? Are you a big popcorn fan? Are you a fan of hearing conversations like this about Wisconsin? Please make your pledge of any amount. Make it $60 if you would like a bag of Wisconsin Gold Harvest popcorn at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Because your morning wouldn't be the same without Joy, because your life wouldn't be the same without Wisconsin Public Radio, wouldn't be as meaningful. Make a pledge of support. From politics to popcorn, Joy covers it all, and you learn something new every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. It's worth your support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And help us reach this goal of 20 pledges. I hope we can exceed 20 pledges during this first hour of the morning. This is our spring membership drive, and it's important for us to keep these hourly goals so we can stay on track and raise the amount of money that we need to raise in listener contributions to help pay for the programming that you tune to every single day. So make your pledge, help us reach the goal, help pay for this service that you value, and if you're a popcorn fan, you can also get this tasty thank you gift of popcorn for your pledge of $60. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks so much, Cheryl. We will talk to you a little bit later. Let me welcome in our guests. And again, I'm very pleased to welcome in Carl and Colleen Weeder, owners of Wisconsin Gold Harvest in Helenville. Carl, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Colleen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks again for coming in. Now, we were, I've got a big bowl of popcorn in front of me. What kind of popcorn is this?
This is some small kernel white.
And what makes small kernel white special?
The fact that it's probably the most neutral of the corn.
And what do you mean by neutral?
Taste.
All right.
Flavor.
So there are different flavors to all the different varieties. So what other types did you bring in? Just a few of them.
White, red, blue, yellow.
But they all look white when they're popped, don't they?
No. They all look white except the yellows.
That is actually more of a yellow kernel.
Yes.
Tell me what I'm looking at here. So this is, there is a little hull in this,
yes.
And then the actual white puffy part.
That's the starch.
That's the starch, okay. And the what exactly has occurred here? I mean, this exploded in the hot air. You had a hot air popper.
Well, the explosion is caused by is the pericarp, which is actually hard around the outside, and it holds it in, and the steam letting go of, and a crack in the kernel causes the explosion.
What's your favorite kind?
It changes. We like to test pop. We have to test pop. Favorite, probably your colored corns.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Colleen?
Well, I enjoy the mauve. It is a perfect blend of the popcorn flavor and tenderness for me. Although when I'm hungry, I will eat a supper of any of them with brewer's yeast and butter on top.
Wow, I've never thought of brewer's yeast
it
on it yet.
It is delicious. It's
we forgot
you know, it's
the brewer's
a rich
yeast.
Nuttiness. And, you know, the brewer's yeast has protein and vitamins, so I always feel pretty good when I'm loading it with butter and brewer's yeast. Sometimes we are so tired from, throwing those 25-pound boxes to make up a couple tons that, who wants to cook? Not me. So after smelling it all, we eat it.
I will confess, in the spirit of full disclosure, as a broadcast journalist, I adore popcorn. I love popcorn. I eat popcorn almost every day. It's a snack that I started. I'll admit that I started this when I started to want to lose weight. And it's actually, especially if it's a low-fat variety, I mean, I can't have it drown in butter and all that kind of stuff, which I would like, but it's recommended by Weight Watchers as a high-fiber food that fills you up, and it's a whole grain, and so it has all sorts of health properties as long as it's not... and as long as you don't eat, massive, massive, massive quantities drenched in butter, it's really good for you. And so I adore it. I love it. It's become sort of a habit or an addiction for me. It sounds like you're like me.
Yes, I feel good about raising popcorn.
So how did you get into popcorn production?
It started 29 years ago, and I grew just a small amount. I believe it was around 3 acres. And the following year, I grew 30 acres. So I jumped in production a lot, and I learned a lot in those 2 years. I should have quit after 2 years, but I didn't.
Well, because it is a lot of work?
It's difficult up in this part of the country because some of the varieties that we are growing are meant for southern Indiana, southern Illinois, central Illinois. You get them up in Wisconsin, and the growing season's a little bit shorter, and popcorn needs sun.
Okay, but maybe this year it'll be different?
Well...
No, you can't start too early, I suppose. You never know when that next blizzard's going to hit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. May 10th we already had snow, so 1990, so that's...
Right.
And I'll never forget that.
So what are the varieties, though, that are hardy for Wisconsin?
Most of them are. You got to be careful in your planting dates. There are some longer maturing ones that definitely will not grow up here. And you can grow them in smaller, maybe garden situations. As far as production goes, you are asking for trouble. So,
mm-hmm. Well, so is the popcorn that you grow, is it just a typical corn plant and you do something differently to it? Or how does that work?
If you were driving down the road and you would see our fields, you would say, oh, let's go grab some sweet corn and boil it up. Because the tassel does look different. And people, I'm sure, have tried it and they found out it wasn't sweet corn to eat. So from a distance, untrained eye wouldn't know the difference.
Mm-hmm. And then, so what do you do once the ear is ready?
Depending on the year and depending on the variety, it would get harvested at different times. If it would be harvested on the ear, it would tend to be harvested a little earlier. It would get dried down on the cob and then shelled. Some years we actually go in the combine and combine the corn directly in the field.
And then you are, Colleen, you're testing these on a regular basis?
Yes. When it's dried, we have to keep checking the dryness. One way that Carl checks it is just to stick his arm down into the popcorn.
In the bin.
The moisture changes. It really does feel different if you can push your hand in farther if the corn is drier. These are just, rough. Well, actually, to him, he's so experienced that even these rough gestures mean something. He'll take a kernel and crack it in his molars, and that's, okay, I think it needs to dry down a little more, or, gee, that might be about right. Let's go test pop it. And
I can get within 1% of moisture that way.
Wow. Usually.
I'm getting pretty good at it.
Cracking on the molar sounds a little dangerous. But
yes, it is.
I don't want to do it.
But the test popping is the part that I'm even more interested in. So, and you only use an air popper for this.
That's correct.
And because?
The reason is because you don't have any influence because of the oil. That will give you a taste that it'll mask the actual.
And so you want to taste the pure, unadulterated
corn.
And by just doing it with the air popper, you'll be able to do that. But you like to put brewer's yeast and butter on it, Colleen.
Yes.
Because it is. You're right. I mean, I like it. This is probably the healthiest way to do to do the popcorn. And I know I should. But I like a little bit of oil, and once you know what you have, that's all right, isn't it?
We use olive oil. If I don't have any melted butter, I just throw on some extra virgin olive oil.
Mm-hmm. Now this is really good. It doesn't have salt or butter on it, but it's delicate, and
the differences between the popcorns are somewhat subtle. You know, you're not eating rice. You know, you're not eating wheat. It's popcorn. There are subtle texture differences. Some of them are a little more tender than others. The mixed baby rice is a kind of a rice-shaped kernel, sharp, and it's small in country. It doesn't pop up large at all. But some people have their favorites, and they like the small crunchiness. Others like the stronger popcorn flavor of yellow popcorn, yellow butterfly. Mushroom flake popcorn is a rounder yellow popcorn, and it pops up rounder like a mushroom ball, and it is used for caramelizing, like making kettle corn, caramel corn.
And you say you like the mauve. What does that taste like?
I'll have to pop some because I brought some. But
good.
I drenched it. No, it is unbuttered.
All right.
Hold on.
All right. All right. So you go ahead. And in fact, I'm going to take a short little break while you're doing that. But just proceed. We'll hear some popping going on in the background in just a bit. We are talking about popcorn. We're talking about the growing of the popcorn, the production of it, the popping of it, the different varieties of popcorn. And we're welcoming your questions for our two guests, and we're also welcoming your own favorites. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org if you would like to ask a question or tell us about your love of popcorn. We are talking with Carl and Colleen Weeder, owners of Wisconsin Gold Harvest in Helenville. Scattered rain in our forecast for today. We can expect high temperatures today statewide in the 60s. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you will join in our conversation about popcorn, all things popcorn, with popcorn growers, producers, Carl and Colleen Weeder. And we have Jody in Janesville with us on the line. Let's go to Jody. Hi, Jody.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to say that popcorn is such a mainstay in my family that it could be basically a food group upon itself. It's mm-hmm. been a family tradition to my grandparents and down to my parents and then my kids. And we like all different kinds. We like to try different kinds, and we appreciate the variety that you get with different types of popcorn. I was also going to say my daughter was diagnosed with kidney disease. She has to be on a very low-salt diet. So instead of, you know, with mainstay of sandwiches and chips, sandwiches and popcorn, because obviously it's low in sodium when you air pop it.
Right. And did you have a question, though, about popcorn as well?
Yes, I did. They mentioned that there's one that's specifically good for caramelizing, and my dad is famous for his caramel corn at Christmas time, so I would just like their recommendations on which ones are the best for caramelizing.
Jody, thank you. Colleen?
It is the mushroom flake, and as I said, they call yellow butterfly because of all the little wings and projections on the kernel after it's popped. The mushroom flake, not every kernel will pop up round like a puffball, but most of them do, if you're processing it correctly, and so there's less to break off. If it's round, there's nothing to break off when you stir it.
Uh-huh, I see.
And, of course, you have to, when you're mixing sugar and, you know, the caramel into popcorn, you have to stir it.
Thank you again, Jody, for the call. Try that kind. And I did, during that weather break, I was able to test the mauve popcorn. And I did taste a difference between this is just a white popcorn.
Small kernel white.
Small kernel white was the air popped variety, and this mauve, I can't explain what the taste difference is, but there is a taste difference. And you say it's your favorite. Maybe you can tell us why is it your favorite?
It's
hard to explain, isn't it?
It's hard to explain, but it has a lovely texture and, I guess, delicate flavor.
Yeah,
if I'm really into the flavor of popcorn, I'll pop the yellow. But maybe there's something, you know, like you're in a mood for something a little more subtle. Then the pink is what I go for.
And what do we have, Carl? And Carl and Colleen, we thank you very much for helping us with these thank you gifts, the bag of popcorn that we are sending to any listener who contributes $60 to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. What variety, what kind of popcorn is going to be in that thank you bag?
We brought some red.
Ruby red.
Which we haven't popped yet. And I do believe we brought some blue.
Midnight Blue.
And I think we brought some Monarch Yellow.
Well, that all sounds great, but so there might be a mix. For our thank you gift, we get to choose what kind we want to put in there. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Or let them choose.
Oh, then, well, that might be a possibility, too. Sounds great. Well, joining me just for a couple of minutes before our news break is Cheryl Gasser, who's helping me encourage you to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Cheryl, help yourself to some popcorn.
I certainly will. Mm-hmm. I'm a big popcorn fan, and Kelly, brewer's yeast is one of my favorite things on popcorn. I just discovered it a couple of years ago. It's amazing. So mm-hmm. if you haven't tried that, make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. $60 or more will send you a bag of popcorn. You can pop it and put some brewer's yeast on it. Make your pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I really enjoy hosting all of the shows that I do on Wisconsin Public Radio. I love talking about politics. I love talking about serious issues that affect the nation and the world and the state of Wisconsin. But I also like talking about the things that make Wisconsin special and the things that make life worth living and the things that make life enjoyable, like popcorn. And we are learning about popcorn. There's a lot of popcorn producers in Wisconsin, a lot of popcorn fans, and I hope that you will become not only a fan of Wisconsin Public Radio, but you'll pick up a bag of this popcorn for your pledge of $60 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make a pledge because you love these 6 a.m. conversations, especially on Friday. Joy talks about Wisconsin food and traveling around the state. Think of everything you've learned and everything you now enjoy about your life more because of this program. And then make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a goal of 20 pledges during this hour, and right now, we're looking for 20 pledges, so we hope that you will help us reach this goal, help pay for the programming that you appreciate on Wisconsin Public Radio. Do you know that a third of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget comes from listener contributions? So help us reach this goal. Pick up a bag of popcorn as a thank you gift for your pledge of $60 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. A pledge of any amount makes you a member. But this hour and this hour only, a pledge of $60 will get you that one-pound bag of Wisconsin popcorn. So make your pledge now, WPR.org.
Thanks to Ray and Star from Madison, who say, we listen to Wisconsin Public Radio throughout the day. We love the music, the talk, the perspectives, and all of the wonderful voices. Join them in your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. All right, can you name that sound? That's popcorn popping in a pot, I believe, with a little bit of oil sizzling. Do you love popcorn? Who wants some? We are talking about what goes into making the very best bowl of popcorn, and we are giving you a tasty reason to support Wisconsin Public Radio this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Friday, March the 23rd. We are talking with Carl and Colleen Weeder. They are owners of Wisconsin Gold Harvest in Helenville. And we are talking about popcorn. They grow popcorn, how they produce popcorn, the many different varieties of popcorn, and we'll talk a little bit more on how to make the perfect batch right now. You air pop. We have established that already, Carl and Colleen, in part because that you can taste the popcorn without tasting the oil or anything else, and you really can taste the difference between the different types of popcorns here. We've tasted so far the white and the mauve varieties, but do you ever put it in a pot with oil, Colleen?
No, because it is really simple to just pull out the air popper and grab a bowl. It's more foolproof in the sense that, you know, you don't have to watch it every second and shake the pot on the stove. Although before I met Carl, that's how I popped popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And
air poppers are still widely available, are they?
I believe in major retailers, mm-hmm. yes. And even at Goodwill or St. Vinny's, people who maybe are not interested in using an air popper donate them. But I don't actually know why, although perhaps they enjoy better the taste of popcorn cooked in oil.
Mm-hmm. I guess I like a little. I do like the air pop that I'm trying right now, and I just recently though picked up a bowl. It was a bowl. It intended for microwaving popcorn, and you do put a little oil in the bottom of the bowl, and I put a little olive oil sometimes on the bottom of this bowl, and I try not to drench the kernels, but that's my new way of making it, and I love that. But you're not a fan of the microwave, are you, Carl?
No, I think it cuts back on the actual taste of the corn. The temperature needed to pop the corn is fairly high, believe it or not. It's in the hundreds of degrees. And when you heat it up with a microwave, you do lose a lot of the quality of the corn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I should try to find another an air popper. You can spritz. I have a new thing now that you can spritz a little olive oil or something on the corn. How about that?
It certainly makes the salt stick better. And I think those are really handy. You can put a little oil, and it'll go a long way, and because it, I would miss the salt, you know.
Yeah, I do too. I like the salt myself. Now, what is going on at movie theaters? There are some newer ones now that are making, it seems like, real popcorn, but some of the popcorn you get at movie theaters it tastes like cardboard, and it seems like it's art. What are they using over there?
They're breeding the corn just for expansion. And what happens there is all you're tasting is just the actual starch. It can get tough. If you were trying to pop some of that corn at home, I think you'd be disappointed. They're mainly meant for hot oil popping in their specific kettles. So they're bred for just theater corn.
Yeah, and it's not as good as this stuff, that's for sure. It's not there. And they use, I think, some sort of, you know, I don't know, unhealthy oils and stuff in making it.
It's not the oil is unhealthy, it's some of the flavoring that they're using is not natural.
Mm-hmm. So. What is the best way to store popcorn kernels?
You don't want to store it in a cupboard on a top shelf. If anything, on the bottom shelf. Or, let's say, in the basement, but not on the floor of the basement.
Cool and dry.
Cool and dry.
Away from the sun.
Yeah, and
airtight jar.
It'll last forever?
Well, when I started this corn business 29 years ago, I would say 3 or 4 years into it, we started putting into an oxygen barrier bag. And I told my mother, I says, well, this corn should last indefinitely in this oxygen free environment. And she laughed at me, so she put it on the shelf, and she said 10 years later we're gonna pull it out. Well, 10 years later she pulled it out, and I just test popped it, and it came out perfect. So
yeah, that's good to know. What about if I've just I popped a huge bag of popcorn because my eyes were bigger than my stomach, and then I want to save some of that. How long can you store already popped popcorn?
As long as you don't put oil on it, the oil's going to turn rancid first.
Okay.
And another thing is you have to put it in a container that's, again, oxygen barrier or a glass jar or metal container. Polyethylene won't hold back the
moisture. Won't hold it back.
Well, you know, what other types of, you mentioned brewer's yeast as one of your favorite toppings. Colleen, what are some other ways that we can jazz up our popcorn?
I do have people call me for orders, and then we discuss how they pop it. And I've heard a number of people say that they really like the celery salt seasonings. And
I've never tried that. That's a good idea.
We've used Montreal steak seasoning.
Steak season?
Yeah. Mm. And my personal favorite, aside from the brewer's yeast, is hot pepper flakes. We grow our own hot peppers, and we dry them, and as needed, we crush them. And if I have a cold, I just throw on like a huge handful, and I'm eating, shoving it in my mouth, and coughing, and tears are running down my mouth, running out of my eyes. But it surely helps you to breathe better.
Well, yeah, that would be fun to have a little, spice it up a little bit. On Facebook, a listener said that her favorite kind of popcorn was white hullless. And then someone underneath there said, there's no such thing as hullless popcorn. Carl?
They are correct. All popcorn has a hull.
But I've seen it either advertised or marketed as hullless. What is
that word probably came from Japanese hullus, and it's been around probably 50, 60, 70 years. And we just recently found out the history of that name. It came from Oregon, of all places.
The state or our community?
The state of Oregon. Okay. The name from a gentleman. And we met them people. They were 100-year-old company, and we just happened to meet the people.
And so it's just a misnomer is what...
Yes. And it all started with that Japanese hullus name.
Oh. But sometimes the baby popcorns maybe don't seem to have as hard of a hull or something?
What happens there, I think, is they are smaller. Your sharper kernel corns tend to be a little less hull than the rounder kernels. Because the rounder kernels, when it blows apart, the hull will sometimes stay attached and won't disintegrate in the pop.
Well, we are talking about popcorn, and we have another 5 minutes or so with our guests, and we hope that you will join in with any questions you have about popcorn, with maybe your favorite ways to eat popcorn. Maybe you have a favorite variety. I didn't know there were so many varieties and that all the different varieties have different tastes. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guests are Carl and Colleen Weider, owners of Wisconsin Gold Harvest in Helenville. And Colleen, you grow and produce and sell the popcorn. Are you in stores? Or do you have a website? Do you go to farmers markets?
We do have a website, www.wisgold.com. That's WISGOLD.com. We do sell to a grocery distributor that services Woodman's stores. We do sell on our website. So I have shipped overseas to APO addresses for our service.
And what's the top seller?
Ruby Red.
The Ruby Red is a
All
big
right,
favorite.
We're going to make some Ruby Red. Yay. Well, that's so when it pops, it might have a different color, but you do see the little red hull in it then, right?
That's the part of the outer All layer right. that you can see.
Oh, here we go. We got have some Ruby Red to try. All right. Let's and it doesn't, you know, again, it looks the actual starch part, the puffy part, looks whiter than the mauve does. As we mentioned, the mauve has maybe a yellowish color to it a little bit. But this, and you can see the little red hull in this one. I will take a call, and I'll take a bite as I take a call. Sharon in Fort Atkinson. Hi, Sharon.
Say that Lowry's seasoned salt is my favorite topping on popcorn.
Lowry's seasoned salt?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, do you have a favorite way to make your popcorn with that?
Well, I make it different ways. My favorite's probably on the top of the stove, and just a regular old pan, a really old pan, shaking it like my dad used to across the stove. I did have a question, though.
Yes.
I'm wondering about kernel tenderness. Like with your small kernel white, is that typically a more tender kernel than some of the others?
White tends to be the most tender
mm-hmm.
of all. But it has to do more with the varieties and the moisture content and also how you pop it, believe it or not.
How can you make it more tender by the way you pop it?
Well, it has to do with if you're really good with a pan, and I'm sure the way you're using your heat with the air popper, obviously you don't have no control over it, but using different air poppers, trying them until you find one you like.
There are differences.
Yeah.
Big differences.
I will rave about this red popcorn right now. It does taste like this has a little seasoning on it, though.
It's got Wisconsin butter on it.
Oh, that's why I'm raving about it. That's all right. I love it. I don't think Weight Watchers would approve. No, you can eat butter on your popcorn for Weight Watchers, but just not as much.
It's like wine tasting. You start out with the very... Yeah. Subtle, and you work your way up.
Because that's right. We had the air-popped plain white, and then the mauve was air-popped, but it might have had just a little bit of salt, you said, from a
previous bowl.
Yeah, and this red one with the butter is outstanding. So now I'm...
It's sinful.
I'm hooked. Penny in Laval is with us. Hi, Penny.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How do you like your popcorn?
Well, I'm known for my popcorn. I want you to know this. I'm
great.
Eating it right now. This is what I eat for breakfast.
Real excellent, excellent. I'm with you. I am
yes.
too.
So everybody would say, "Oh, bring your popcorn in." So I only use the white popcorn, the white kernels. And then there's a store in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, and also Stillwater, Minnesota, because I used to live up there. And I buy Persian lime olive oil.
Oh.
And after I pop it, you just pop it regularly. But then after it's done popping, you sprinkle the Persian lime olive oil on top of it, a little bit of salt, and then toasted wheat germ. And then you mix it all up.
Oh, my gosh. Now I see why you're known for your popcorn, Penny. My goodness.
It's really good. I mean, I can convert anybody to popcorn when they taste mine. They're like, this is amazing. It is.
Well... It sounds amazing, and I'm going to have to try that, too. Colleen, have you tried something like that?
No, and I would like her to email me that recipe.
Oh.
So if you wouldn't mind, I'll put it on our website. And you will put your name on it, you know,
yeah,
contribute.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
When I worked up in New Richmond, Wisconsin, the stores in Stillwater that just sells olive oil, like the one in Wauwatosa, and people would go in and say, I want the Persian lime because I'm putting it on popcorn, and they'd say, oh, my gosh. Do you know that woman in New Richmond? And they're like, yes, I do.
I tell you,
they said, I said, you should give me a discount for all the Persian lime olive oil. I have people come in and buy in your store.
Boy, let's buy stock in that too, I guess. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. And what is your, how can she send it to you?
Carl@wiscol.com.
Carl.
C-A-R-L.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be on your website.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'll look forward today. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much, Penny. Appreciate the call. One more from Sandy in Plover. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. I just had a little tip for people who love to drink popcorn on the Christmas tree.
Oh.
And it's such a job, as you know. And we found out we're going on our 8th year now of using the same strings. We popped it in a paper bag with no oil in the microwave. String it, and when we store it, put it between layers of tissue paper in a cardboard box. Just stick it in the garage, and this is our 8th season of using the same strung popcorn.
That's excellent. Sandy, thank you for that tip. It lasts a long time, I guess.
It looks just the same as the first year.
That is so cool.
That is very cool. Do you like to eat popcorn too, Sandy?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Which I'm doing right now, by the way.
We like to sprinkle a little grated cheese on ours.
There's a good idea. Yeah, a little grated cheese. Yeah. Thank you so much, Sandy. We have other callers, including someone who wanted to talk about a microwave method without oil, and we just heard Sandy say that she just put it in a paper bag and without oil, it sounded like. Can you do that?
obviously, there's many ways of doing it. People get good at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way you make it is excellent. And I like I said, I tried the white, the mauve, and this ruby red. And the ruby red with butter, I have to admit, is my favorite of the three. It's excellent. Thank you so much for coming in and for helping us supply this thank you gift for our listeners for a pledge today. So we appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Carl and Colleen Weeder, owners of Wisconsin Gold Harvest in Helenville. Joining me as well is Cheryl Gasser. She's going to help us encourage you to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio right after this. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, and this is our spring membership drive. We are asking you to think about how much you rely on Wisconsin Public Radio's Ideas Network for enlightening, informative, and fun discussions, and we hope you will join in with your pledge at 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. Cheryl, go ahead and say something so I can eat some more popcorn.
I know. It smells so good in the studio, Joy. Well, we are looking for 18 more pledges this hour to help us meet this goal by 7 o'clock. And if you've already pledged, thanks for your support. But if not, make a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And when you make a pledge of $60 or more, we'll be happy to send you a one-pound bag of Wisconsin Gold Harvest popcorn so you can enjoy this wonderful treat as much as Joy and I are enjoying it right now.
Well, I know. I admit I'm a popcorn addict. I love popcorn. It's my favorite snack, and by the sounds of some of our callers, it's their favorite snack, too. So here we give you a very tasty thank you gift, whether you're a huge popcorn fan or maybe you'd like to try something a little bit new, something a little bit different. Make that pledge of $60. It not only helps Wisconsin Public Radio and helps pay for this program and other programs, but we will send you the one-pound bag of popcorn from Wisconsin Gold Harvest. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Every weekday morning, Joy brings you guests and topics that you simply aren't going to hear anywhere else. We hear from listeners all the time about how much they look forward to this Friday 6 o'clock hour to talk about food and the culture and the travel around Wisconsin and maybe the Week in Review or On Your Money with Kevin McKinley. There's so much wonderful programming. This program, The Joy Cardine Show, is worth your support. Joy is worth your support. So show it now with a pledge of any amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, you know, not many radio stations can claim to inform, to inspire, to engage their listeners, but that's what we try to do every day here on the Ideas Network. These are the values that are at the core of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a place to discuss and debate and a place to examine the past and imagine the future. And if you appreciate these discussions from politics to popcorn, make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Looking for 20 pledges by 7 o'clock this morning. Help us stay on track and meet that goal. And when you pledge $60 or more, be sure to ask for that one-pound bag of Wisconsin Gold Harvest popcorn. Make your pledge now. WPR.org.
And thank you if you have already pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you if you are a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. But if you haven't pledged before or if it's been a while, do make that pledge right now. Join listeners like Jack from Lake Mills, who says, "Thank you, Wisconsin Public Radio, for helping this young 22-year-old find something fun on the radio." So thank you very much, Jack. How about you? Make your pledge of any amount. Every pledge helps pay for the programming. Make your pledge for $60 or more, and you'll get this wonderful thank you gift of Wisconsin Gold Harvest Popcorn. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio and the Joy Cardine Show.
Thank you very much, Cheryl Gasser, to Carl and Colleen Weider. Thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network.